loving a good silent man. He likes the bright lights and nightlife and good time friends.
And when the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again.
Lord knows she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can.
Now this a good-hearted woman, loving a good time man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time man. She loves me in spite of my wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, the paths of this world. Hearted woman, loving a good time and man.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Valley High School in Washington, Kansas. It's for our final Twin Valley League tournament game here of the night. We've already had two incredible, and let me emphasize the word, incredible matchups here today. Our first game was Axel and Valley Heights girls, a game that came down to the wire 59-54, where Axel outscored Valley Heights 25-6 in the third quarter to jetpack themselves to that victory 59-54. They're set up to play Lynn in the semifinal of the Twin Valley Tournament on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Coverage will be here on the MSC Sports Radio Network 92.1 as Lynn just took down Clifton Clyde 63-51, sending the Sevier Wirtz Clifton Clyde team to the consolation side of the bracket, the Lynn Bulldogs, the number three ranked team of class 1A Division II, ranked number three team in that class to move on here to the semifinals. The other side of that bracket, Centralia girls, they went on to beat Donovan West in the 3:15 game earlier today, 69-35, Centralia moves on, and they will play at 6 p.m. on Friday. Game will also be on 92.1 KMZA. So, again, we'll have coverage of our two local teams, the Centralia Panthers and the Axel Eagles, right back-to-back. Centralia will be right up on against Hanover. Axel will be right up on against the Lynn Bulldogs. And then we kind of turn our attention. We look here now at the boys' bracket, which plays right into our game here today, our final matchup of the night. It's Centralia and Axel. The boys game. Centralia, Class 1A Division I team. Axel Eagle Boys, the Class 1A Division II team, the rank number two team in that classification. The rank number one team is the number one seed in this bracket. That's the Hanover Wildcats. They're on the opposite side. They're playing at the same time Axel is. And Centralia, they're on the other gym, the primary gym. They're taking on Washington County High School because they came back in an overtime victory from Frankfort, 57-47. So Hanover, Washington County, that's in the other gym. This gym we got here, we got Axel and Centralia boys. Winner of this game will continue on. They will play Thursday on 7:30 p.m. coverage. Again, 2.1 KMZA against Donovan West. That was our second game of the evening. It was a defensive sail through and through up until that fourth quarter. D. West outscored Blue Guy Randolph 17-1 in the fourth quarter. Dustin Beach hit 5 threes for Donovan West to get that victory 36-23. It was an incredible game. Also, Belle Smith from Donovan West, she joined me there in that call as well. But what a big win for Donovan West. It was their first year here getting a bye since 2018, 8 years ago, the year they won the Twin Valley League tournament. I mean, you could say it's just like the NFL playoffs this year. It's an open tournament. It's an open playoff post for these two teams. In a way, it's an open tournament. That's what I'm trying to say here. These games, these teams, I mean, you're just getting all kinds of upsets and blowouts and expectations just kind of being flipped right upside down. And this is an incredible Twin Valley League tournament. One definitely to remember here for the ages. And we conclude it here on a Monday before we pick it back up on Thursday with Axel and Centralia. And let me tell you, this is going to be a great matchup between both these teams. I've seen both these teams multiple times this year. Both of them play at a high level. Of course, you look at Centralia. They got the almighty Quinton Aldifer, the 6'1" junior guard who's averaging over 20 points per game. And then you turn, you look at Axel. That's Colin Shaughnessy, the best player in the Twin Valley League and the best player potentially here in this classification. Maybe one of the best players in all classes, at least definitely a top 10 player in the all class. Colin Shaughnessy, 25.8 points per game, averaging more than 33 plus points per game in his last six games, including a 44 point performance. I believe it was over Bishop Seabury. He had that or he was at Lincoln. Is one of those games he had a 44-point performance. But Colin Shaughnessy is a top player in this league, top player in this state, and he will make a statement here today against Centralia. It's about how can they handle that statement. Axel still without the mountain, as I call him, Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior forward out, potentially maybe returning in this tournament. If not, maybe a potential return a little later on in the season, but just trying to help him get healthy right before the sub-state play. Real quick, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll be right back, and we'll dive deeper into our last matchup of the night. Just want to catch everybody up to speed with everything through our TVL tournament today. A quick shout-out to a couple of our TVL tournament sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Blue Guy Technologies Cooking Company, Winkle Oil Company, Elmer's Repair, First National Bank Frankfurt, Highland Community College, SBS Insurance, and the Dina Stan Bank and the Bank of Highland. Again, thank you to all of our TVL sponsors. We'll have everybody here mentioned throughout this broadcast. But again, upcoming after this two-minute break, we'll dive into our final matchup. It's the Centralia Panthers boys team taking on the number-ranked two team in the class of 1A Division II, the Axel Eagles, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. so much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back for our final pregame segment. So we take one final break and get you right into basketball action for our final game here on a Monday for the Twin Valley League Tournament here on 92.1 at KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, coverage will continue this week on Thursday, Saturday, and also Friday and Saturday. So again, three more days of tournament action. Here concluding our day on a Monday, we have the Centralia Panthers and the Axel Eagle Boys, the ranked number 2 team of Class 1A Division 2 and the number 2 seeded team here in this Twin Valley Tournament down in Washington, Kansas at Washington County High School, the host of this year's DVL Tournament. We got about 6 minutes, 30 seconds until tip-off is ready to go. We're talking about both these teams in tonight's action. Axel Eagles head coach Jason Tynan, he picked up his 150th career win this season with the Axel Eagles. He's at 156 career wins with the team. He picked up career wins over 150 last season, the semifinals overall as a head coach. His 17th season, 11th year here with the Axel Eagles. Last year, Axel, of course, winning the Class 1A Division II title, 24-1 overall. Their only loss was to a Nebraskan school that was of a higher classification. So against Kansas teams, they went undefeated, and they haven't lost to a Kansas high school in over 2 years. Right now, they're on a 33-game winning streak, though, since that loss to a Nebraskan school. They're outscoring their opponents 807-458 this year, scoring an average of 73.4 points per game and only allowing an average of 41.6 points per game. 11-0 this year, 5-0 in the Twin Valley League. Jason Tynan, this has just been a great year for the team. They replaced two terrific athletes, Brandon Schnudgley, Eli Brockstrom. But, you know, a big thing is that the last year's senior class was talked about as a big football class. And now you talk about, you know, these younger guys and these other guys, you know, that are coming up in this junior and senior class right now. And, you know, what I've heard is these guys, they're basketball players. This is kind of what they fundamentally focus in on. And you look at it, Colin Shaughnessy, he's one of the best basketball players in this state overall, averaging 25.8 points per game. I mentioned it in the last segment. He's averaging 33-plus points per game in his last six games. He had a 44-point performance just a couple of games ago. So when you're talking about best players in the state, if Shaughnessy is not on your top 10 list, then I'm not sure where you're getting your info from. Shaughnessy, he's one of the best players here in this state. He's nearly eclipsed 300 points this season, 284. I'm sure he could definitely try to get to that number tonight, just 16 points away. He's 35% from around the arc, 49 assists on the season, 36 steals. He's 27 of 73 on the year from beyond the arc, as well as 5% shooter from the field. So Shaughnessy, just an overall terrific athlete. I'll talk about him probably more as the night goes on. So again, you look at his surrounding class, Lyman Schmidt, he's averaging 6.5 points per game. Joe Leibarger is averaging 9.1 points per game, shy of double digits. Wyatt Detweiler, same thing, shy of double digits. Riley Hazenkamp, a player who's averaging 1.8 points per game. And Lucas Talbot is averaging 5.3 points per game, just 2 points shy of 60 points scored this season. But I mentioned Colin Shaughnessy being the top player there for Axel. Look over at Centralia. I had the same situation here for these Centralia Panthers team. They got a great player in Quinton Aldifer, who's surrounded by a cast around him. Aldifer averaging 20.9 points per game. And you talk to head coach Nick Evans, you know, I talked to him week in, week out on our Wednesday coaches shows. Big thing is here is being able to get a supporting cast consistently around Quinton Aldifer, because you know Aldifer is going to do his job each and every night. It's about everybody else. Can everybody else contribute and get on the board? There's only one player who's got over 110 points scored this season. In fact, only one player who's over 200 points this season, and that's Quinton Aldifer to 230. Closest to him is Isaac Reinicke with 108 points this year. So this matchup, we're going to see both sides. Their star players, Shaughnessy and Aldifer, go off, but it's about who around them can elevate the team. Who's going to really be the ones to step up in both these teams? Centralia, they beat Onega 69-43 on Saturday. They hit 16 threes in that game. Quinton Aldifer had a career of 10 threes versus Onega, had 30-plus points, just one of the five athletes who had 20-plus points on Saturday in the Twin Valley League Tournament. It's an incredible night out for him. So we'll have great action here, you know it, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network for this game upcoming. 2 minutes aside, we'll be back for the tip-off action. It's the Centralia Panthers and the Axel Eagle boys here matching up in the second round of Twin at Valley League Tournament play.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Hansaland Radio.
Welcome here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We start four quarters, 32 minutes of basketball action between Axel and Centralia. The Axel Eagles here on the floor, Landon Schmitz, Joe Leibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Colin Shaughnessy, and Lucas Talbot here with it right now is Shaughnessy. This ball nearly stolen to begin this game from Centralia. Ball knocked out of bounds, though, by the Panthers here on the Centralia side. Quinton Oliver, Tyler Jones, Isaac Reinicke, Bronx Talley, and Aiden Talley. Here are the both teams' lineups as we get ready to go. Still first possession of the game for Axel. 7:36 left to go in this first quarter. Shaughnessy has it. Shaughnessy out to Joe Leibarger. Leibarger out to Detweiler. Detweiler driving right side, stuck on his pivot foot, and now to his left to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy looking for a left-hand finish. He is fouled. Go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Talked about it in the pregame. Colin Shaughnessy, an All-State Arnold mention, a letter winner, a first team in the Twin Valley League. Last year, averaging 14 points per game, 4.2 rebounds and 3 assists per game. What's even more impressive is that he was an All-State Arnold mention and really wasn't a starter last year on this team. I mean, he was a starting caliber player, but never really much on the starting lineup. He was always the first to come off the bench. I talked to his cousin and James Shaughnessy, the head or the assistant head coach here of the Axel team, and really that's what he was last year, a spark plug, a guy you can take off the bench within one to two minutes, and he'd come off and get you going. Here he goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and Centralia will now take over on their first possession. 7:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Out to Tyler Jones. Jones to Reinicke. Reinicke, second in points to this team with 9.8 points per game. They're going to get an offensive foul called on the Centralia Panthers. It's going to be a charge called on Centralia's number 10, Isaac Reinicke. His first of the game. Excuse me. Here, Axel back with the ball on the baseline. They kick it out in the far corner. Shaughnessy driving left side wing. He goes right to Detweiler. Detweiler drives in the paint, down the lane. He loses the ball. It's still being scrapped for on the ground. It's still there. And it rolls out into the hands of Cullen Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy has it on the baseline. Passes to Talbot. Somehow a rebound by the offense. Joe Liebarger keeping this alive for the Axel offense. Detweiler inside. Left-hand finish after a juke move. Couldn't get the bunny to go in. Aiden Valley makes the rebound for Centralia. We're still at a 0-0 game. A minute 30 into this first quarter. Centralia looking to start the scoring with Reinicke at the top of the key. Right side drive in for two. Centralia starts the scoring. Over Axel. 6:12 to go in this first. Axel driving in. Schmidt out to Talbot. Talbot, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy. Left side, pass off. Three-pointer up and off the basket. We're going to get a jump ball. Jump ball possession. We'll go to Centralia. It'll be a turnover for the Axel Eagles. First turnover of the game. Goes to Axel, but down by two. 5:52 to go in this first quarter. Centralia, Class 1A Division 1 team, taking on a Class 1A Division 2 team in Axel. And boxing out down low, Aiden Talley back in with it. 2 points in a rebound here in this first quarter for Aiden Talley. 4-0, Centralia leads early over Axel. 5:30 to go in this opening quarter. Definitely the most struggling start this season in a quarter for this Axel team by far. Another foul from Centralia that puts Axel up to the free throw line. Shaughnessy, he went 0-for-2 on his attempt. Now here's Landon Schmidt to the line. He's a 54% shooter from the free throw line this season. Got 73 points scored this year, 44 rebounds, averaging 6.5 points per game. His first free throw shot goes off the top of the basket. It's an Axel team that shoots over 60% from the free throw line, but right now they're 0-for-3. Not a single bucket has dropped. Landon Schmitz, next shot, up and off the basket as well, but Axel somehow makes the rebound. It's again by Joe Liebarger. Another magical rebound, and then the second chance opportunity shot is up and missed. Rebounded by Aiden Talley. Aiden Talley, have yourself a first quarter here for Centralia. He's done a great job boxing out down low and getting these boards for the Panthers. Centralia with it, tossing it in. Foul also was called on Bill Liebarger from Axel, his first of the game, as he's down the floor. And now a steal, a stolen ball down the floor, and a foul right afterwards up to the free throw line will go Joe Liebarger. First turnover of the game for the Centralia Panthers. It's a steal by Joe Liebarger. He heads up to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw shot is up and off. Axel is 0-for-5 from the free throw line. What a troubling start here for this Eagles team. Definitely just trying to get the ball in the hole. The last game played was last Thursday against Troy. They won 84-53. They haven't played for a couple of days, but it's not like most other TBL teams where they haven't played for a week to have the bye. And 0-for-2 at the line goes Liebarger. So 0-for-6 on the game is Axel. Here, they get the ball back, and then they miss the shot again. It's a rebound by Quinton Oliver. So Axel continues to struggle shooting from beyond the arc. But here's a three-pointer loaded up by Centralia, and Isaac Reinicke nails the three. He's got 5 points in the first half of Centralia, a team that hit 16 threes against Onega. Excuse me. Layup underneath miss by Liebarger. And then a foul, they'll send Liebarger up to the line to shoot two. Axel is down 7-0 in the first quarter. with 4:40 left to go. Axel has went up to the line four times and is 0-for-6. Bill Weiberger, he's the fourth player to go up to the line. Can he finally get himself on the board and his team? And yes, he can. Finally, the scoring stretch or drought for Axel comes to an end. 3 minutes and 20 seconds in this first quarter. Beano head coach Jason Tynan and James Shaughnessy, they're definitely not happy about that, but they're happy that Bill Weiberger just went 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 74 points down this season for Bill Weiberger. And now Centralia trying to handle the full court pressure. Excuse me, get down a fast court, a fast break down the court to get it into Brady Becker. Assist was from Quinton Alderfer. 9-2, 3 points up and off by Axel, rebounded by Quinton Alderfer. Down the floor here. Again, handling this Axel pressure very well. Isaac Reineke down the floor to Grady Becker. He drives inside and he will be fouled. Nearly lost the possession of the ball, but he got his wrist slapped by Landon Schmidt. So Schmidt picks up his first foul of the game. Centralia already 5 fouls in this quarter. Axel just picked up their second with 4 minutes, 5 seconds to go, quarter one. 3-point shot up and off by Quinton Alderfer. Hits the wire above the basket. And that'll be a turnover for the Centralia Panthers. Axel up by seven, or down by seven to Centralia. 9-2 with 3:56 to go in this first quarter. Axel handles with the ball. The Schmidt jump stop inside off the backboard and clears it for two. Now Axel down by five to Centralia. 9-4, 3:40 to go, quarter one. Centralia driving inside, kick out, Becker, and a foul on the Axel Eagles called against Colin Shaughnessy. We'll see. Their try looked like they were trying to get set up for a free throw shot, but it was on the ground. Not yet reached a double bonus here for Centralia, so now here they throw it in on the right side underneath the glass. They get it in to Quinton Alderfer, and what a pass from Tyler Jones, who snags the assist as Alderfer gets his first 2 points of the game. Now here, Centralia up by seven again, 11-4, 3:22 to go in this first quarter. Axel, they're going to get a half-court violation all the way down the floor on the near side corner in their own backcourt. And a timeout will be called by Jason Tynan. He needs to disrupt this momentum and get his team refocused. Centralia, though, they're on a hot start here. Up by seven, 11-4 over Axel with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
.315 left to go the first quarter. Centralia 11, Axel 4. Centralia with the ball as the Axel Eagles just had a half-court violation. Both teams with two turnovers in this first quarter. Centralia throws it from the near side sideline with Brady Becker. He puts it in bounds. To Alderfer, Alderfer pull-up shot, left side elbow, and he drains it. Centralia is on fire shooting in this first half, and here's an offensive charge that's going to be called against Axel. That's going to go against Colin Shaughnessy. This isn't good if you're Axel, your top player, or excuse me here, this is not called against Shaughnessy, this is called against Joe Weiberger. That's huge there. 13-4. A 9-point lead for Centralia over Axel with 2:58 to go in this first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side near the Axel bench. Centralia Panthers. They have lost 5 straight games to Axel. Their last win coming a couple of years ago against this Eagles team. And here, underneath the basket, Aiden Sally finishes in for two after getting it in. And now, just like that, Centralia is up by double digits over the Axel Eagles. 11-point lead, 15-4, with 2:40 to go in this first quarter. Liebarger driving inside, loses the ball. It's stolen by Aiden Sally. Sally continues to have an impressive first quarter here for the Centralia Panthers, as Axel has four turnovers and a shot to go in and one. Up to the free throw line. That's Isaac Reinicke. And the Centralia Panthers are on a dominating start here over Axel in this first quarter. The bank is completely open for this Centralia Panthers team. Missing at the free throw line, Reinicke on the and one here down the floor. They're going to get a foul on the defense of Centralia, but Centralia up right now, 13-17-4 over Axel. Axel, a team that has won 33 consecutive games, including the Class 1A Division II state championship over Cunningham, 57-39. Here at the free throw line is Wyatt Detweiler. His first shot is up and in. Axel, after starting the game 0-for-6 at the free throw line, they've now made three consecutive. Dale Liebarger, he's last time he went up, he went 2-for-2. Here's Wyatt Detweiler at the line, the fifth one up to the line in this game for Axel, and he just went 2-for-2 himself. So Axel now down 11, 17-6 to Centralia. Centralia has it with Quinton Aldifer. Drive, kicks out, Brady Becker, and they have him on a treble. Centralia, their third turnover of the quarter. 2:15 to go in quarter one. 17-6. Axel trails by 11 to Centralia. Axel with it. Past the Washington County logo. The host school here, the Twin Valley League Tournament. 3-point shot up by Detweiler. Missed and rebounded by Tyler Jones. His first board of the quarter. Jones. With it, passing left side to Reinicke. Reinicke, who's had an incredible first quarter here for Centralia with 7 points, as he tries to pass it out to Becker. He misses the pass. It's taken away by Bill Liebarger for his steal. Fourth turnover of the quarter for Centralia. Axel trying to respond. Couldn't get it to go in. Lanham back makes the rebound for Centralia. Isaac Reinicke open on a three-pointer. Man, he airmails that one bad. Left on an island on the near side. He missed by about 6 feet of the basket. The last one that touches the ball and out of bounds was Axel. They could have let that one go. Centralia will maintain this possession. They'll throw it in on the near side to Grady Becker. Becker has it. Takes the ball over his head. He goes right side over the top. Half court pick up by Reinicke. Reinicke spinning inside the paint. Driving to the basket. Good. He gets to go in and a foul. Called on Centralia. As both teams are in the double bonus, man, both these teams, they are fouling a lot here in this first quarter. If you're Axel, you could probably afford that a little more than what Centralia can. A little more depth on the Axel side, except for having Logan Sandman out of this game. That's a huge miss for this Axel team. But up the free throw line here, Bill Liebarger went 2-for-2 last time, missed his first free throw shot. Not this attempt to line. Axel had made 4 straight after missing 6 straight. This being the 12th attempt of the game, and now a miss for Bill Liebarger. So 0-for-2 he goes. Axel has now missed 8 free throw shots in this first quarter. Here's a punch out. Steal by Liebarger again. Down the floor. Colin Shaughnessy underneath and in. Shaughnessy getting his first 2 points finally of the quarter. And Centralia with 60 seconds to go in quarter one. Only up by 9, 17-8. Jones driving inside to the basket, over the top and out, and rebound by Bill Liebarger. Liebarger still has really started to pop off here for Axel. Joe, he turns the ball over for Axel, gives it right back to Centralia. Both teams, 5 turnovers in this first quarter. Quinton Aldifer gets this on the inbound. Quinton Aldifer averages 20 points a game here for Centralia. Only at 4 points so far. Shaughnessy averages over 25 points a game. He's only at 2 points. Here's Oh, that's for inside. They're going to get him on an offensive charge. If not, maybe I think an offense. Okay, no, they're going to call an illegal screen at the top of the high post. The screen was set up for Aldifer. That was on Tyler Jones, his first foul of the game. So pretty much everyone in this game right now has a foul, except for me. I'm good up here. Right now, Axel down by 9. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter, 17-8 to Centralia. Wyatt Detweiler, right side wing, up to the top. They go to Joe Leibarger. He passes to Talbot. Talbot, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy drives on the baseline. He goes in for 2. Colin Shaughnessy cuts it down to a 7-point game. Axel starting to get on a little run, but Centralia can hold this out to end the first quarter. Quinton Aldifer at the top, left side. Here's a fadeaway deep, and it's missed. Score the basket by a foot, but Centralia will go into the second quarter with a dominating lead over Axel, 17-10. Here over the Eagles, Centralia on top. Let's take a step aside, back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
We start the second quarter here of action between Centralia and Axel boys. Winner to take on Donovan West on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Loser to go to the consolation side of the bracket. Centralia is up 17-10 over Axel after the first quarter. A great first quarter for the Centralia Panthers, led by Reineke, who had 7 points. And here to start off quarter number two, Aldifer gets the rebound. In the deep far corner, Aldifer had 4 points in the first quarter, two rebounds, now three on the game after that board. Perry drives right side to the basket. He goes, trying to get it off the board, and this is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Both teams exchanged 5 turnovers in the first quarter. Colin Shaughnessy finally started to get going for Axel in the late part of quarter one with 4 points near the end. Axel, they missed their first 6 straight free throw shots up that quarter. Reineke on the inbound play goes up and in for 2. Now 9 points on the game for Reineke. Axel with Wyatt Detweiler at the top of the perimeter. Left side swing to his teammate, Bill Leibarger. Leibarger down to Talbot. Schmidt picks it up on the baseline. Ball is getting knocked around. Now it's in the hands of Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy sealing out. Left side drive. He will be fouled. He'll go for shoot 2 at the line. Axel down by 9, 19-10 to Centralia with 6:54 to go in the second quarter. Colin Shaughnessy heading up to the free throw line. He went 0-for-2 of his first time. He started this night here for Axel at the free throw line. Started that, again, that stretch of 6 straight missed free throw shots. Axel then went on to miss or make 4 straight. And right now they're back onto a missing streak. They have missed 5 consecutive now. Potential another 6 missing streak, but that'll come to a halt as Colin Shaughnessy goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 19-11, Centralia up by 8 over Axel with 60 to go in this second quarter. You want to take on this top-ranked team in Axel. You got to stay with them. You got to keep playing aggressive. Centralia has done an incredible job in this first half about doing that, and they're going to get a turnover with a travel at the top of the perimeter. You know what Axel's going to do. They're going to continue to feed their star of the show, Colin Shaughnessy. And already you can see every time he gets the ball, he takes no hesitation to get that ball immediately to the basketball, or the basket, I should say, here, right side. Joe Liebarger up top. Axel moves with it on the outside of the perimeter. Another ball screen set for Detweiler. Detweiler out to Shaughnessy. He'll take a three-point shot. He'll drain it off the back of the board. Colin Shaughnessy, he's opened up the bank here for Axel. And a foul called against the Eagles right after the big three from them. That foul will come in charged against Joe Liebarger, his second of the game. Colin Shaughnessy, after going on a drought for the first 6 minutes of that first quarter, in the last 4 minutes, he has scored 8 points, finally getting himself in this game for Axel. He didn't figure he'd stay out of it for very long. The Detroit only led by 5, 19-14 with the ball. 5:57 to go in this second quarter. Strapped with it, Jones. Jones able to get out of the mess here on the far side wing. He drives baseline, trying to put it back out. Backside pass to his teammate, Grady Becker. And what an incredible pass by Tyler Jones. He looked over his shoulder, found his teammate in Becker, and they executed a phenomenal play, one of the best backside passes I've seen this season. And a timeout will be taken. 30 seconds aside, we'll be back. 5:44 to go in the second quarter. 21-14. Centralia leads by a touch here over the Axel Eagles.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia Panthers up by 7, 21-14, a football score with 5:44 to go here in quarter number 2. Centralia up over Axel. Axel with the ball. They take it down the court. Centralia in a man-to-man here, losing the ball. Axel, that'll be a turnover. Both teams, 6 turnovers in this game. Not much for steals on both sides, but both teams have had a rough time handling the basketball when it comes to passing it to their teammates and dribbling. Centralia back with the possession. Grady Becker driving, kick out, far wing, inside the paint, turn to the outside, and they're going to get a foul on Axel. This foul will come against Colin Shaughnessy. That is big. Colin Shaughnessy, 3 fouls in the first half for Axel. And again, I was going to say in that first half, but Colin Shaughnessy, having him out of this game for Axel is a huge plus if you're Centralia. But Axel down the floor, they get a steal immediately. They give the ball right back to Centralia. Schmidt stole it and then turned it over on a travel. And now Centralia handling a full court pressure by Axel. Grady Becker has it. Again, no Colin Shaughnessy for the remainder of this first half for Axel, as he will be on the bench most likely the rest of the second quarter with 3 fouls. Won't see him until the third quarter, start of the second half, give him some time to reset himself. Leading Axel 8 points the first half. That's a huge miss. 3-point shot up by Centralia. That one off the mark. But ball knocked out of bounds by Axel. Centralia will keep it far side corner. In. Now at the top of the wing to Aldefer. Aldefer stutter stepping, backing off, putting it around the perimeter. Becker. Becker on the near wing. Picks the ball back up, stuck on his pivot, finds the outlet man to Jones. Jones riding inside the paint! And a lane drive to go up to the line and shoot 2. Tyler Jones. And you look here in this first half and what Centralia has done so well, and it's been being aggressive inside. I mean, this is what you coach your team to do. You stay aggressive, not in the terms of getting fouls and fouling, but you stay aggressive in driving to the basket, getting up to the line, and drawing those fouls from the other team and not causing them yourselves. And here at the free throw line, though, going 0 for 2 is Jones. But the rebound is by Centralia. They get it from Grady Becker. And now Centralia has it around the perimeter. A drive in and a flip out on the baseline and taken away for a steal by Wyatt Detweiler. And a finish in for 2 from Clayton Heinen. First time in the game for Axel. Axel now only down by 5. 3-point shot to respond by Quinton Aldifer, and Aldifer swishes it to put Centralia up now by 8. Heinen quick to respond, though. He'll go up the line and shoot 2. So Heinen, with no hesitation, floors it to the basket. Heinen, after coming this game, he is already putting on a great performance for Axel. He's a letter winner back this year for this year's team. Up the line, he hits his first shot. Axel's now hit back-to-back free throw shots after only 5 straight missing streak. And Heinen goes 2 for 2 at the line, and a foul. Excuse me, negate the foul. Centralia will toss it in. We're working against a full court pressure here against Axel. They get it into Aldifer. Centralia, 6-point lead, 24-18. And Aldifer will get denied, blocked by Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler, left side wing, stop, straight away alley, shot for a 3, and a bullet in a tin can. Landon Schmidt, a 3-pointer. Landon Schmidt with a huge 3 that draws it to 3. Axel only down 24-21 to Centralia with 3:26 to go in this second quarter. But no Colin Shaughnessy as he's out to the bench, as well as no Logan Salmon as he is out. Still on the injury report here for Axel. So get the 2 top players here for this Eagles team. The only 2 with over double-digit scoring are off the floor. Axel, they're holding their own against Centralia still. Centralia off an inbound play. They find in the Becker. Brady Becker up to the top. Now worked around the far side perimeter. Right side wing. 3-point shot is up and nailed by Quinton Aldifer again. He had 10 threes against Onega. He's got 2 threes here against Axel in this second quarter and the game. The 6-point lead, but it's now drawn back to 3. Another bullet spun around by Clayton Heinen. Heinen is on fire in the second quarter for Axel. One of his best quarters this season, 7 points. He has stepped up for this Eagles team. Backdoor pass. Becker, they call him on a charge. That'll be a turnover for the Panthers. 2:37 to go in quarter number 2. 27-24. Centralia up by 3 over Axel. Axel at 1 point down 19-10. In this second quarter, they have really found an extra life of resurrection thanks to Clayton Heinen and what has been his aggressiveness here on the court for this Axel team. Axel having it on the baseline, and a timeout will be called by head coach Jason Tynan. Talk over the inbound play, the attempt to maybe take the lead or at least bring it closer. Centralia leads by 3, 27-24 over the Axel Eagles, 2:27 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this 30-second break here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Coming up, a 30-second timeout here by the Axel Eagles head coach, Jason Tynan. Coach who won Coach of the Year last year in Class 1 Division 2 after winning the title. A 24-1 season. Axel, they're down by 3 here against Centralia. 27-24. 2:27 to go in this first half. Axel has it on inbound play in the front court, driving inside. Landon Schmidt, a cutter on the baseline. He's got 5 points in this quarter, including his 3-pointer. And now it's a 1-point game. Centralia leads by 1. Tyler Jones will draw the foul on Axel. That'll put Jones up to the free throw line to shoot 2. That's the 5th foul of the quarter on Axel. It's double bonus. Axel has hit 5 fouls in both quarter 1 and 2. Both teams have fouled very heavy in this first half. That is why some of the top players here on the bench for both teams, more so for Axel, Colin Shaughnessy, who has had to sit out for this entire nearly second quarter due to being with 3 fouls. Leonard Schmidt sits with 2 now for Axel at the free throw line. First shot was up and in for Jones. Here he's going to try to hit his second, and that one finishes its way through as well. Jones goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. His last time went 0 for 2, so it's turning the page. And now a quick response, and Schmidt goes in again. This is what Axel does best. Quick responses, and Schmidt nearly turns the ball over from Centralia with a steal, but Centralia handles the pressure, gets the ball past half court. They're up by 1. Centralia is 29-28 over Axel with 1:52 to go in the second quarter. Freddie Becker, flip out, 3-point faker. Here's Bronx Talley, and a try to go for a pass to his teammate, but that was a no-go. Phil Liebarger had an easy steal with it. Now Axel can take the lead for the first time in this game, potentially here with Clayton Heinen. No, he can't. He'll turn it over to Brady Becker, his first steal of the game. Third turnover of the quarter for Axel. 3-pointer up from Aldifer, missed and rebounded offensively by Landon Beck. Another chance for Centralia. No shot clock down here at Washington High School. You can take as much time as you want. Landon Smith with a steal. And they get him on a travel after he steals the ball. So Schmidt will get the steal, the second steal of the game. But then right as he takes the ball away, he gives it right back. Second time he's done that in the game on his 2 steals. So Landon Schmidt, what an impressive second quarter. 7 points in the second quarter, 9 points on the game, over 80 points now scored this season. Officials here are wiping up a wet spot at the top of the perimeter near the right side of it. 1:16 to go, 76 seconds left of this first half. Centralia 29, Axel 28. Axel won 5 consecutive wins in games here against Centralia, including going 2-0 against the Panthers last season. Here's a steal by Detweiler. Detweiler trying to go inside. He will. Second steal of the game. First lead change of the game. Axel on top, 30-29. Axel, they were down 1 point, 19-10 in this quarter. Colin Shaughnessy, before he went out, he had 4 points. He's here on the bench. He's in all smiles, though. His team supporting cast right now doing the rest. Free throw shot for the end. One was missed by Detweiler and rebounded by Beck. Centralia has it. A chance to take the lead again. Having a lead for nearly the entire first half, and it will go right back to Centralia. Great short quarter jumper by Quinton Aldifer. 2 lead changes now in this first half. Centralia applying a man-to-man pressure, and this lead will change again underneath. Lucas Talbot goes in for 2. Assist from Wyatt Detweiler. 32-31. Axel back on top. Quinton Aldifer, a jumper from the key, missed and rebounded by Wyatt Detweiler. Now a steal. Quinton Aldifer down the floor. Sets up a wide open man. and landed back, and he finishes in for two. And now, four lead changes. All four, back to back to back. And underneath, a foul. Axe will go up and shoot two. Excuse me, three lead changes, all within the span of the last 60 seconds. What an incredible first half between Centralia and Axel. And this lead, it could change again. As up at the free throw line is Lucas Talbot. To shoot two. His first shot is up and nothing but net. Talbot has tied it at 33 all with 5.5 seconds to go of the first half. Can he take the lead? Here at the free throw line. Next shot is up and in. Lucas Talbot, 2 for 2 at the line. The sixth player has taken a trip up to the line tonight for Axel. And our fourth lead change of the game, 34-33. Our fourth lead change in the last 60 seconds. Axel on top by one. With 5.5 seconds to go the second quarter. Centralia. Ball knocked out of bounds after the inbound. Now 3.5. Axel applying a man-to-man pressure here. Trying not give up any points before the half, but if you're actually you don't want to foul either. They have to settle for a half-court shot, let them settle for a half-quarter here. Deflected! Here's going to be a deflection and a three-pointer by Hyman. He got the steal, but could not get the three despite being in a decent situation for it. But despite Axel trailing for 95% of the first half, they come away with the fourth lead change of the game going into the locker room, 34-33 over Centralia. What a first half of play between these two teams. We'll take a break. We'll come right back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Bendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Bendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Bendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Bendina State Bank, local people, local decisions, real community care. BendinaStateBank.com, member FDIC.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, and what a turnaround of a game from the last game we called. It was a defensive stalemate between Donovan West and Blue Valley Randolph, 14-12, where D. West came away with a big win in the second half. But this game, it has been all offensive. We are on a complete turn of the page. 34-33. Axel leads by one over the Centralia Panthers. And man, what a game and what an incredible tournament we have had today with three great games between Axel Valley Heights, Axel coming away, and Jonathan West Blue Valley Randolph with D West coming away. And between these two teams, they are playing just as tough. This is our halftime show provided by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. This Axel Eagles were down by 7 points coming out of the first quarter, 17-10. They trailed at largest 19-10. And then all of a sudden, the Axel Eagles found a spark of life in the second quarter. They hit 3 3-point shots, including one from Colin Shaughnessy. He had 4 points in that quarter and came out of the game as he had 3 fouls, about 6 or so minutes left to go of the half. So Colin Shaughnessy, you figure that he'll probably come out to start the third quarter, but as soon as he picks up foul number 4, he'll be right back to the bench. He goes until the start of the fourth quarter. So Colin Shaughnessy, a big player in this game, out for most of that second quarter, as well as Logan Sandman is out for the game here. He'll maybe make a return a little bit later in the season, potentially here in the TBL tournament. Medical reasonings, but here, Axel, if you're Centralia, I mean, this was the best case scenario. Two of the top players were out for Axel, double digit scores. Things were going well. You were shooting above 60, 70% on the game. And all of a sudden, things just started to shift there. Axel outscored Centralia 24-16 in the second quarter. As I said, the three threes, the efficiency also improved at the free throw line because Axel was not very efficient in the first quarter. They had missed 8 free throw shots in the first quarter. They went 2 of 10 in the first quarter from the free throw line. Excuse me, 4 of 12 at the free throw line in the first quarter. They went 7 of 19 on the half. Centralia, they went 2 of 5 from the half of the free throw line. 10 rebounds, 10 turnovers. Axel, they had only 5 rebounds by the half with 9 turnovers. So you look at this game, it's going to be an interesting second half. I mean, it's not very much on the rebound side for either team because, again, actually, look at it. They only have 5 rebounds. This is a team that's averaging 33 rebounds a game, but it's kind of hard to rebound a ball when shots are going in. And when Centralia is able to box it on defense, you go into the second half, you're Axel, you're, you know, at the same time kind of hoping Centralia starts missing some more shots, but this is a game that you can easily keep up with if you're Axel. This is a game that both teams keep up with. It's a game where you just got to keep fighting inside. You got to keep going inside. If you can get open on the outside, you take those shots, take those kickouts, you let those threes come as they go. But look at both these teams. They are attacking the rim the best I've seen in this Twin Valley tournament. Both these teams are taking no hesitation. They are wasting no time. They are going straight to the rim. And I didn't even mention one of the top players from that first half, Clayton Heinen, a 5'10" junior who hasn't had a stellar season by any means, but he's been a really good player this year for Axel. He can come off the bench, he can get some stuff done. He had an incredible second quarter there for Axel with 7 points, a 3-point shot, 2-for-2 the free throw line. And he came in the game, he just knew his assignment. He knew when he came off the bench, he had to get this team going. He felt fire under his feet, and he let those flames out on the court. And that's what makes this game so fun and exciting, is that both these teams, you're just seeing it on the floor, hustle, energy, momentum. I mean, if you want a TBL basketball game, this is exactly what you want in a TBL basketball game. This is like stacking tomatoes, the lettuce, the bacon, the cheese, the fish. Well, you're getting everything out of this game for both of these teams. 3-point shooting, inside, free throws, deep, a little bit of defense, but again, mostly offense. And you're just seeing quality basketball on both sides here for these teams. A real good respond and reflect kind of game on both sides. But you go to the second half, it's really an anyone's kind of game. Of course, Axel getting hot at the end of the second quarter, first half. So if you're Centralia, don't let that deter you from coming out of this game. You're against the number 2 ranked team in the Class 1 in Division 2. It's on a 33-game winning streak. It's a big task, but you come out in the second half just like you started that first quarter. Play defensive sound. Go out, hit your shots, stay aggressive to the basket, continue to pass well under the glass. It's going to be a very knit-and-talk game as we run through this third and fourth quarter, and one that can definitely come down to the wire between both of these teams. Actually played a couple of close games so far this season, not too many. You know how the Axe Eagles are. They like to blow teams out by a dominating amount, but last close game, that was against Bishop Seabury. They won by 10, 77-67. Centralia, their last close game that they came away with in a victory was an overtime win against Onega, 57-53. So this will be an interesting second half. We'll come back in a minute or so, minute and a half here or so, for our second half action. But man, what a first half. Axel and Centralia. Axel up 34, Centralia 33. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
Axel starting the second half with a sonic boom. Colin Shaughnessy with a three-pointer straight away. 37-33. Axel now leads by four over Centralia, their largest lead here of the game. They trailed for 90% of that first half. Centralia now will look to respond. Bronx Talley, left side wing. Talley out to Aldifer. Aldifer baseline drive. The ball gets swatted. Knocked out of bounds by Axel. Centralia down by four, 37-33. As I said, their largest deficit of this game. They led for 90% of that first half. Incredible first half points by Quinton Aldifer at 12 points. Here, a three-point shot from the near wing by Aldifer. He misses it in the rebounds by Colin Shaughnessy, his first of the game. Shaughnessy with 11 points in this contest. Pump fakes the three, drops back again after stepping inside. Couldn't nail it. It would have been one for the highlight reel, but Aldifer makes the rebound. He takes this ball down the floor. Inside the key, right-hand finish inside. Isaac Reinecke in for two, draws it to two, and now back down the floor. Colin Shaughnessy trying to hustle for his own rebound, gets his own putback. And Shaughnessy, after taking 6 minutes to the bench in the second quarter after being in foul trouble, you can tell that he wants to get out on the floor and get out fast. Already 5 points for the young man. Four-point lead for Axel, but cut down to two. Great pass up top. Isaac Reinecke finding Tyler Jones. Centralia now down by two, 39-37. Shaughnessy draws a foul and falls over an offensive player. And, man, Shaughnessy, he is right now in simple terms keeping this ball all for himself. And he is just driving and driving inside and taking the shots that he wants. You could tell that he was not happy being on the bench for that amount of time in the second quarter. And it has proven well here. He's already at 5 points. Three straight offensive drives for Axel. He has nearly taken points all three times. If he hits a free throw shot here, he will have. Right now, they're trying to clean up a spot on the near side. It's being assisted by Tyler Jones. He's trying to kick it with his left foot. And now the water's gone. 39-37. Axel up by two with 6:19 to go here in this third quarter over Centralia. Free throw shot is up and in for Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy already 6 points to start quarter number three, just a minute and 41 seconds into it. Shaughnessy shrugs his shoulders, releases the free throw shot, and that one rips right in. Shaughnessy now 7 points and the start of just nearly 2 minutes into quarter three. Centralia down the floor, handling a deficit of four. Out to Brady Becker. Brady swishes to the far side. Three-point shot is up and off the edge of the basket. Rebound. Here's another three-pointer attempted by Aldifer. He misses it after the rebound. And the pickups by Detweiler. Down the floor, Axel has it. Joe Leibarger in the far wing, up to Schmidt. Schmidt, who carried Axel there in the second quarter in the absence of Shaughnessy at 7 points. Great. The long three is missed by Axel. And a rebound now by Aiden Daly. Aldifer, upside, stole by Schmidt, but there is a foul. The foul will be on Axel, and it will get called on Lucas Talbot, the second of the game. Centralia on the inbound, Brady Becker, Bronx Tally, short corner shot, and he drains it. Man, Centralia has continued to shoot very well in this TBL tournament. Bronx Tally, his first points of the game, calling Shaughnessy under the basket, trying to go in for two. This ball is being swatted around, picked up by Detweiler for the rebound. Schmidt's under the basket. He is fouled up and shoot two. Excuse me, Lucas Talbot, 6 foot senior. Talbot, later winner returner from last season, was averaged 1.5 points per game last year. He's averaging well over 5 points a game this year. 52 points scored this season as he looks to extend that scoring at the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. 42-39. Axel up by three over Centralia. Axel so far having scored 8 points in this third quarter. Now make it 9 as Talbot goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 43-39. Aldifer driving inside, trying to cut the tip of it back down for Centralia, but here they continue the trail. Rebound made by Axel and Talbot. Axel Shaughnessy inside the alley. Fadeaway shot in for two. Shaughnessy, 9 points on the quarter. And a turnover for Centralia. The cherry on top. And things are falling out of control. Head coach Nick Evans has to call a timeout for the Panthers as Axel is finally starting to get this game towards their favor. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. 45-39. Axel leads over Centralia. We'll step aside for a quick 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Colin Shaughnessy with back-to-back threes after the timeout. Oh, my gosh. Shaughnessy put him on a lock and keys. Well, throw away the keys, I should say, because, man, he is on fire. Three threes in the second quarter. After the timeout, he took no hesitation to get up to the perimeter, take one. A steal then by Detweiler. He got the ball back to Shaughnessy's hands, and it was an immediate zero hesitation three-pointer. Shaughnessy, four threes on this game. He is having a tremendous performance. He's got over 20-plus points this game already. He's already hit his average. Centralia trying to respond after all that momentum change underneath. Aldefer, found, will go up and shoot two. 4:12 left to go in this third quarter. 51-39. Axel leads over Centralia. Axel led at the half, 34-33, after trailing 90% of the first half. And now Axel has finally started to come to life on their side, especially shooting. They came out and didn't shoot very well in that first quarter. That was the big thing. They probably missed their first 10 shots of the game. You could probably extend that if you look at the free throw line statistics. Here, talking about the free throw line, going 1-for-2 at it for the Centralia Panthers is Quinton Aldefer. He draws it to an 11-point game, 51-40. Axel still up over Centralia with 4:07 to go in the third quarter. Axel throws it down to Shaughnessy. He gets between three defenders, and the ball is knocked away, but they'll say it was last touched by, and he disagrees. But it'll be a turnover here for Axel. That turnover of the game, Centralia takes over, throwing it in to Brady Becker. Becker trying to handle a one-on-one against Shaughnessy. He'll take it, pass, half court. Hit pass to Aldefer. Aldefer, jumper for a three, misses it, and Detweiler makes the rebound. Detweiler down the floor to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside the elbow, kick out to Schmidt. Schmidt, he'll drive inside. Nice backdoor pass to his teammate, and Bill Liebarger. And Schmidt, a great pass. His first assist of the game, 53-40. One of the top leading assisters on this team last season. And here, Centralia, this is the top of the perimeter. Right side elbow. Kicked out. Bronx Tally, a three, and it's nothing but that for Bronx Tally. 5 points in the corner for Tally, as he continues to tally them up. Axel up by 10, 53-43 over Centralia, 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Axel has it to Schmidt. Schmidt, left side drive, front court, off the basket, and making his own rebound is Schmidt. Schmidt to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy at the elbow, breaks off the defender, couldn't make the jumper from the post. Shot, and Landon Beck on the board. For Centralia. Now to Aldefer, fade away inside the paint, and Aldefer, a nice smooth jumper for two. Aldefer, 15 points on the game for for Centralia. Axel, back with it, bounce pass on the baseline, looking to steal out down under, another incredible play. Down low by Bill Liebarger. 4 points in the quarter for him. Centralia breaking the full court pressure by Axel. Aiden Tally swings out to his left side. Tie to Bronx Tally. Tally slips on the ground, and a timeout will be taken by head coach Nick Evans to maintain this possession. Checking the timeout and seeing what Nick Evans wants here for the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, 55-45. Axel leads over Centralia by 10, 55-45, 1:51 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. Axel up by 10 over Centralia, 55-45. Centralia has the ball on the far wing. Screen is set for Reinicke. He drives it right side, cuts it out to the corner. Now inside, looking on the baseline, Beck flips it over his back shoulder. Here's a three-pointer opposite side and missed. Rebounded by Bill Liebarger and Axel. Axel down the floor. 77 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Axel working with it. Detweiler off the basket. Makes his own rebound. He was out of bounds. Wow. I am lost for words. He shot the ball off the glass. By the way, here, Axel, they have it still. He shot the ball off the glass. It rolled around on the basket long enough for him to get back up off the floor after falling. He got back in bounds and made the own rebound. Now Axel has it. Three-point shot around the perimeter, putting it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy inside. He is fouled. And they'll call the foul on the floor. I'm still just astonished by Wyatt Detweiler, the hustle he has to have been able to attempt the shot, fall on the floor, get back up, and make the own rebound. That was impressive. Axel trying to come away with some points with it, though. Another inbound play. They get out to Detweiler on the left side wing. Nice backdoor cut. And now a takeaway. Landon Beck, a steal. His first steal of the game. And then a foul will be called on Centralia. Possession back to the Axel Eagles. Fouls on Aiden Talley. Axel has it up 55 to 45 with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shaughnessy, who had three fouls in the first half, no fouls here in quarter three. He's done very well for himself and his team. Has scored also well over 15 points in this third quarter. And a turnover for Axel. Ball is out of bounds. Centralia has it. And will work left to right of the dial. Substitution for Centralia. Quinton Aldifer, after his break on the bench, will come back in. Centralia with Brady Becker needing to handle his full court pressure. They get it down the floor to Bronx Talley. Nice pass from Becker. Becker to Talley. Talley to Aldifer. Aldifer down the alley. Three-pointer. And it's off the basket right side. Shaughnessy's got the rebound. Shaughnessy has it on the right side far wing. Here. Taking a couple of steps and making some moves. He couldn't go anywhere with it. It's to Schmitz on the left wing. He misses the three-point shot. It's rebounded by Aldifer. And now we'll conclude quarter number three. The Axel Eagles put up an impressive 21 points in the third quarter to lead now 55-45 over Centralia heading into quarter number four. We'll be back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
We head into the fourth and final quarter of regulation here between Axel and Centralia. Winner will move on to play Jonathan West on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. In the winner's side of the bracket, loser will move on to the consolation side. Centralia right now down by 10, 55 to 45 to Axel. Centralia with the ball. Ball knocked out of bounds by Axel. Centralia has it. Under their own glass, Axel, Colin Shaughnessy, he leads this team in game right now with 23 points total. Four threes on the game, had three threes in the third quarter, had an incredible third quarter with 15 points in it, had 8 points total in the first half, and here he's got a rebound under the glass after a missed shot by Centralia. Shaughnessy down the floor to Talbot in the far corner. He's got it on the low side. He puts it to his left. Out to Joe Liebarger. Liebarger resetting to the top of the three-point line. Shaughnessy, and then a turnover, here for Axel. They throw the ball out of bounds. And Centralia will take back over. 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia down by 10 to Axel, 55-45. Bronx tally, pass half court. This ball knocked away on Shaughnessy. It's a track race down the floor. And he's got an easy finish for two. 25 points on the game for Colin Shaughnessy. He's matched his points per game average. But if you look at his last six games, he's averaging 33 points per game. Here's a long three to try to respond for Centralia. They missed on the left elbow. And here, down the floor, Liebarger. That's a three-foot step for a layup, but missed. And now Centralia down the floor quickly. Inside elbow. Kick back out. To the top of the perimeter. Aldifer spinning inside to the high key. Three-pointer missed. And a foul called on Axel. It'll put Quinton Aldifer up to the line to shoot, too. I mentioned the impressive performance from 25 points from Colin Shaughnessy. But you also take a look at Quinton Aldifer. He's having a night of himself here for Centralia. He's at 15 total points. His first shot is up and in at the free throw line. He's 2-for-3 on the game. Centralia currently down by 11. Aldifer can bring it to 10 at the line, and he does. Sinks the second shot just as well as the first. 57-47. Centralia down by 10 to Axel with 6:30 to go in quarter number four. This will wrap up our final game here on a Monday, the Twin Valley Tournament, with coverage continuing on Thursday. That game will be the winner of this matchup, and they'll take on the Dauphin West Mustangs. Axel on the near side wing with it. Schmitz up to the top on the timeline to Detweiler. Detweiler, he transfers to Liebarger. Liebarger, Talbot, Schmitz. Schmitz at the free throw line. He passes up top to Detweiler. No shot clock down here in Washington High School, so you get plenty of time for an offensive possession. Schmitz drives, backdoors it behind him to his teammate, and then Liebarger will be fouled on his dribble and take. The foul against Centralia, their first team foul of the quarter. That's the lowest fouling quarter for either team, and it's the fourth and final one. Both teams have been pretty bad about fouling up to this quarter, but Landon Schmidt here on the inbound play goes up and in for two. The assist will go to Colin Shaughnessy. 59-47, back up by 12, is Axel over Centralia with 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side a wing, and they're going to get a chicken wing out from Axel. An elbow shot. That foul will be called on Lucas Talbot. That is his fourth foul of the game. Talbot, he's got 6 points today, 4-for-4 at the free throw line and a board. So he'll come off here for Axel. Actually, they're going to change it. They're going to switch it to three. So I think they may have accidentally added another one there for him. They took it off. There's a three-pointer up for Aldifer. Missed and rebounded by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy now pass half court between his legs. He goes to Schmitz. Schmitz standing with it at the top to the right side to Liebarger. Liebarger will be fouled. Centralia picking up the foul. Quinton Aldifer, his second foul of the game. And now Bill Liebarger throwing in to Schmitz. Schmitz to Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler, left side, pumps that way. Now he drives to his right, throws it to Schmitz. Schmitz dribbling, left hand, staggered. Here he goes to the right side of Liebarger, and that's a missed two-point shot. Right back in the face of pinball of a Centralia player. And they're going to get a turnover on Axel for Aiden Talley. He just took a ball to the face on an inbound attempt from Axel. But Centralia gets the ball back, and they get it down the floor easily to Isaac Reinecke, who splits defenders. Reinecke down the floor on the fast break. Easy points. Reineke, he has a very nice night tonight. I haven't talked much about it. He's got 13 points on the game here for Centralia. Just right behind, Quinton Oliver has got 17 for this Panthers team. Axel with it. Schmidt in the paint. Left-hand finish after a nice move. A smooth criminal, Schmidt. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 61-49. Axel up over Centralia. Centralia with it. Oliver drops back for a three. It's up the left side of the rim, and Shaughnessy has it. It's a track race down the floor. It's best player versus best player, and Shaughnessy finishes with the basket over Quinton Oliver. Shaughnessy, phenomenal night with 27 points. And a foul on the offense. Isaac Reineke called on the charge for Centralia. 3:56 to go here in the fourth quarter. Isaac Reineke will be our first to foul out of this game, as he will go to the bench with five fouls for the Centralia Panthers. They'll make the easy substitution in with Brady Becker, who's had a decent night, 4 points, a steal, and a rebound. The young 6'2" sophomore forward. Axel, up by 14, 63-49, 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Detweiler, bounce pass, Shaughnessy, at the midcourt logo, down to the right, to the far corner, working with it. Weibarger loses the ball behind his back. This ball is being scrambled for on the ground. No one's caught it yet. And finally, a jump ball. That was quite a long scrap there. 3:27 to go now in the fourth. Clock stopped after the jump ball possession sticks here with the Eagles of Axel. Up by 14 to Centralia, 63-49. Schmidt on the far wing. He drives inside. Kicks out, now up to the top of the perimeter, and a miscommunication on the near with Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler took a V-cut inside to the low block. Instead, Kleinberg was expecting him to stay outside for the pass. So now, Centralia with it after the Axel turnover. Their 15th turnover of the game. Alderfer to Beck. Beck to Becker. Now to Alderfer. On the right wing. He loses the ball. It's taken away by Schmidt. His third steal of the game. 13th turnover for Centralia. Axel on the far wing. Sets up to the top to Schmidt. Schmidt to Bill Weibarger. Bill Weibarger to Detweiler. And this is the point of the game where Axel is really going to start taking their time with these offensive sets. Up by 14 with 2:30 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's a steal by Quinton Oliver. Gets this ball back, and then he gives it right back up. And they're going to get this ball out of bounds. It'll still be a turnover for Centralia. Axel will have it on the far sideline. It'll be Schmidt who throws it in. Bounce pass into Shaughnessy. On the baseline, reverse layup, in for two. Shaughnessy, 29 points on the game. 8 points in the first half, 21. The jackpot number here in quarter three and four combined. Schmitz will have a break off the bench. Clayton Heinen will come back in. Heinen, who hasn't played much the second half, but he had a worthy performance in that second quarter with 7 points. Shaughnessy gets the and one from the free throw line and makes it count. He is just 3-for-3 at the line in this second half compared to his first half performance, who went 1-of-4. 66-49, largest lead for Axel. Here up now by 17 points. Over Centralia with 2:14 to go in this game. Centralia has it. Oliver down the alley. Right side. Couldn't finish through the rim. And Detweiler makes the rebound. His sixth of the game. The pass down the floor is knocked out of bounds by Centralia. So working within the front court, Axel tossing it in. Here is April Kostel, his first time. Abram Kostel, the 5'10" senior, his first time here in the game for Axel. And Axel now starting to, actually, as I look at it, Axel's taking out a couple of their players. I believe Shaughnessy's night's probably over. I think Axel feels pretty confident about being able to finish this one. We'll see if they can do it. They took Shaughnessy out, let him get rest and protect himself for the remainder of this game with 29 points. He went to the bench. 1:42 left to go in this game. Here, Axel tried to extend under the basket. They'll get a foul on the offense. 66-49 is our score. Axel's up over Centralia with just 1:37 to go in this game. So Centralia still here with their starting unit. Nearly out on the floor. Far from Isaac Reineke. Fouled out. So Brady Becker is in for his replacement. Here's Aiden Talley down the floor. And he is fouled. We'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Landon Schmitz, he'll come back in here for Axel. So he got a break. Wondering if you might see Colin Shaughnessy step back in. So here's Schmitz. He'll go in and take place for Bill Leibarger, the 6'2" sophomore. At the free throw line, here is Aiden Talley. His first shot is up and in. Aiden Talley, 5 points here on the game. Centralia, they led for 90% of the first half, only letting the lead slip in the last 65 seconds of the second quarter. Colin Shaughnessy will, in fact, come back into this game, so they were just giving him a little bit of a break. Well, Tim and Schmitz, before letting them come back in to finish out this game, I think they wanted to maybe see what some of the bench players can do. They extend this one, but Aiden Talley goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. So Jason Tynan does decide to put his guys back in, Schmitz and Shaughnessy. Try to close this game out as Schmitz has it at the top right wing. Air drives inside, loses the ball. Kostel flips it out to Leibarger. Leibarger at the top of the perimeter. We got 70 seconds left of this game. It's a 15-point lead for Axel. Backdoor pass in for Schmitz, and he finishes in for two and gets the and one. Great pass from Clayton Heinen. The underrated performance of today. 7 points in the second quarter. What a great pass there down low. And Colin Shaughnessy, he will quickly come back out. I think head coach Jason Seiden can now figure that this game might just be sealed. But that great layup by Schmitz, and he hits a free throw line. He knocks in the and one attempt. Schmitz is 7 points in the second half here. He had 9 points in the first, 16 on the game. But of course, no performance greater than Colin Shaughnessy, who had 29 points to finish on the game. As they'll stay out on the bench for the remainder of this game, most likely. As an 18-point lead is piled up here for the Axel Eagles over Centralia with less than 60 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. 3-point shot is up. Rebounded Centralia. Here's a second chance opportunity. It's pinballed off the back of the glass. Here, another 3-point attempt is not taken by Tyler Jones. He had an open one. You can see by the body language now for Centralia. It looks like the Axel Eagles here now have taken this one and will move on to Thursday. Centralia just kind of throwing it around the perimeter before a foul is called. So Axel will move on to Thursday and will take on Donovan West at 7:30 p.m. What an amazing game for Centralia. They're down by 18, 69-51, but 32 seconds left to go. There still may be a slight chance, but regardless of the outcome of this game, Centralia, you got to give it to them. This is the toughest fight, one of the toughest fight Axel has played this season. And this is no slouch of a team. This is a team that can very well go out and win that Class 1 Division 2 title. They won it last year. They have one of the best players in the state. Of course, they're also out one of the best players in the state with Logan Sandman, as he will look to be cleared and potentially return later on in the season. Tally here knocks one of two down at the free throw line. It's a 17-point game, 69-52. Axel here with some backups in the game, looking to finish this one out. Kostel out of the far side to Joe Leibarger. Leibarger up top to Riley Heisenkamp. Heisenkamp out to the near to Talbot. And with 8 seconds left to go, Axel will hold this one out on the near side. 69-52 is your final score. Axel comes away with a big-time victory over the Centralia Panthers. After trailing 90% of the first half, Axel responds, comes back, an incredible performance, and one for the century by Colin Shaughnessy. What's this Axel team back on top, and now they continue on in Twin Valley Tournament play, a chance to defend their three-time consecutive TVL Tournament Championship streak. As they continue, and they'll move on to Thursday, we'll step aside here a couple times for our post-game show and our player of the game, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Around here, banking is still personal. Bedina State Bank is proud to serve our hometowns with branches in Bedina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three local banks working together under one roof with one simple promise, taking care of our neighbors. Decisions are made by folks who live here, work here, and care about this community. With a long history and a strong future ahead, Bedina State Bank is here for you, your family, and your farm. Bedina State Bank, with locations in Bedina, Denton, and Highland, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network for our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. We'll have this segment, and we'll come back for our player of the game. But again, our post-game show here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, the Axel Eagles come up victorious over Centralia 69-52 in a big game where in the first half, Axel trailed for 90% of the first half. They were trailing at one point 19-10 in the second quarter, outscored Centralia 24-16 in the second, went into the half 34-33. Axel outscored Centralia 21-12 in quarter three and 14-7 in quarter four, primarily led by Colin Shaughnessy, who had the impressive 22 points in the second half. He had to come out early in the second quarter due to having three fouls, but finished the game with three fouls total. But a quiet performance I like to shout out is Clayton Hine, the 5'10" junior, who had 7 points in the second quarter. And you kind of look at it between him and Landon Schmitz, who also had a good 7 point second quarter. When Shaughnessy was out, them two combined for 14 and kept this Axel team right back in the game, got them right back in that game, and got them that lead change. We had four lead changes in the span of 60 seconds at the end of that first half, and well, Axel would run away with it from there. Quinton Oliver finished with 17 points on a great night for Centralia. Isaac Grunicki also finished with 13 points there as well. Axel would finish with 16 total turnovers, and Centralia would finish with 15 turnovers. Axel would hit 6 total threes on the game. Shaughnessy hitting a good amount of 4 of those. Real quick, though, we'll come back for our final segment. That's our Player of the Game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. So, again, stay tuned here. Coming up on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
For over 4 decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 26th through February 4th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Final time here on a Monday for our Twin Valley League Tournament coverage. Crit and Profit MJ back in studio. This is our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com. Also, I'd like to shout out the rest of our Twin Valley League Tournament sponsors, the Dina State Bank and the Bank of Highland, Bruna Implement, B&D Buildings, Onega Pharmacy, Helena Agri Enterprises, Community Healthcare Systems, Farmers State Bank, Onega, Hiawatha Implement, Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, and First Heritage Bank. Again, thank you to all of our TBL tournament sponsors who have made this broadcast and tournament coverage possible here from the MSU Sports Radio Network. And for the Axel Eagles, Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, it's Colin Shaughnessy. You ended the night with 30 points, 8 points in the first half, and 22 impressive points in the second, with 3 threes in the second quarter and 4 total threes on the game. An incredible night by one of the best players in the entire state of Kansas and potentially all class. Definitely a top 10 player overall, but definitely one of the top players here in the classification of Class 1A Division 2. Our coverage continues this week. On Thursday, it will be Axel and Jonathan West at 7:30 p.m. Axel D. West, and then on Friday, we'll have a doubleheader with Hanover Centralia. That will get going about 6 o'clock, and then we'll have Lynn and Axel at around hopefully about 7:30 p.m. Again, here, coverage continues on 92.1 KMZ for the Twin Valley League Tournament. From MJ, here from Crittenden, and the MSU Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
We do it like this, real, and we spell country with a K. Kansaland Radio.